Hey everyone, today's Easter Sunday, so happy Easter. I thought it'd be a good time for a podcast to talk about one of my subjects that I haven't done an update on for a while. But first of all, I am again messing around with my recording options, my recording equipment. I am testing a new recorder today. This is my first recording with this new recorder. I'm not going to find out how it's going to sound till I get to the end. Hopefully it doesn't sound awful and I don't have to re-record it, because that would be no fun for anyone. Well, to be fair, it'd be no fun just for me. So fingers crossed this sounds okay. The subject that I wanted to talk about today was AI. And it's a subject that everyone is hearing about day in, day out. There's AI news. There's new functionality. Something's happening. Someone's got an opinion. I thought I would just take some time to give my views on it, my use cases, where I'm using it, and talking about whether I think it's good or bad. When AI first came out, everyone was initially blown away that this new way of thinking, this new way of interacting with ultimately information on the internet was incredible. We hadn't really seen anything like it before. Up to that point, our only real way of searching on the internet was via search engines, so Google, Bing, etc. Everyone knew how to do that. And that was the most popular way to find information. When AI first launched, it became a bit more conversational. You could talk to AI, you could ask it a question, you could get a response, ask another question, and keep moving forward. It became much more conversational. Whereas using Google, you essentially ask it one thing or one phrase, and you get one response. You then have to start again if you want to look for a different topic. So AI made it much more interactive. Everyone was blown away with what AI could do. They had it taking law exams, for example. They had it providing medical advice. And it was showing really, really good potential. But AI is moving at an exceptional pace. I think a pace that no one quite imagined. It's becoming more intelligent day by day. It's becoming more aware. It's becoming more reasonable. And ultimately, it's becoming more usable. There are many, many things you can do with AI, and some of those things are considered messing around, which I will come onto later on, because we all get stuck in those trends. But for me, the use of AI has replaced my usage of Google. I rarely now use Google to search for any items that I want, because I know that if I ask the question to AI, it's more often than not, and I will say that because it's not all the time, but more often than not, it will bring back the answer that I want straight away. No scrolling through pages, no searching over and over and over, no going back and forth to websites that are probably not going to tell me what I want to know. I can ask that question once, and with a reasonable confidence, I know that that's going to be the answer that I need. I think that is the biggest game changer. AI is now how I search the internet. Additionally to that, AI has become part of my everyday life, both professionally and personally. Everyone knows that an iPhone and Android, to be fair, they've got a line of apps along the bottom. Do I put the phone in there? Do I put messaging in there? Do I put email in there? Do I put social media in there? What goes in those four? Because it's limited space and you need to really, really justify what you're using that space for. For me, when I add a new app into that bottom four menu, it's an app that I use every day. It's an app that I always want to access. It's not a light decision when I decide I'm going to change it. I'm going to remove one to add one in there. A few months ago, I made the decision to move out my social media app, which at the moment is Blue Sky, and replace it with AI. So AI lives on my menu bar all the time. It's become a part of my routine. If I have a question, if I need some help, if I want to think about a subject, I go and ask AI. If I want to get involved in one of the silly trends, I go to AI. It is now part of my daily life. And the same professionally as well. It lives within my applications to help me better enhance my day. This brings me on to one of the hot topics of AI. How is it benefiting my life? How much time is it saving me? Is it making me more efficient? Am I learning? Because this is one of the topics that people are like, AI is meaning that we're not learning anything because it's just telling us the answer. And I agree that's true, but you could say that's been the case for a long, long time. Since the dawn of the internet and searching online, information has become readily accessible and you can Google the answer rather than thinking about it yourself. But you could go further back and say, well, encyclopedias and history books, etc., do the same thing. But then my argument is, with all of that, you're reading what is being delivered, you're taking that information in, and you are ultimately learning. I agree that AI makes that a lot easier to do, but you're still digesting that information. One of the things I use AI for a lot, because it saves me a lot of time, is writing code. Now, I've been writing code since I was about 14 years old in Notepad. I've been through the learning of it bit by bit, actually using textbooks and writing code out and learning how it's structured, then moved on to using the internet and searching Google on websites like Substack. I've done all that research and I've learned how to code. A lot of it is monotonous. A lot of it is repetitive. Having AI do most of the legwork for you is a really good time-saving activity. But I still read it and I still get a feel for actually what is being produced. And one of the great things you can do is you can get AI to comment the code, to actually tell you, why is it doing it? What does this code do? And then you're learning as you're reading it and you're still evolving your knowledge. So I don't necessarily see it as a bad thing. That applies across the board. You ask it a question, it gives you a result, you're taking that knowledge in. I don't think it's having a vast impact on our own intelligence. All it's doing is making that information more accessible. Coming back to where I started this part, it's saving us time. I think the time-saving aspect of AI is one of the best features that it delivers. It allows you to quickly and easily do those repetitive, mundane tasks that may have taken hours in essentially minutes. And roughly speaking, it's already saving me between about 5 to 6 hours a week. And this is the reason it lives on my home screen, because I know I can get work done faster. It has become my sidekick to almost every activity that I do, whether it's remembering a task or finding out information, generating an image, doing some research, deciding what product to buy. AI came in very, very handy actually last night. I wanted a plastic folder essentially that could fit a certain size of paper. I knew what size paper I wanted to fit in there. And I told AI that I was looking for a wallet for it to fit. And it went off and found it for me in a matter of seconds and said, go and buy this. Here's a link to Amazon. Whereas in the old days, I would have looked on Amazon myself. I would have looked at various different products. I would have probably copied out all of the sizes into another text document, then compared them to decide which one I needed. Having AI there for me to make that decision was much, much easier. I also use AI for maths as well. I've always hated maths, never enjoyed it at school. I wasn't awful, I was fairly average, but anything overly complicated with maths, I just didn't enjoy. I don't have a numbers brain, apparently. You either do or you don't. I'm certainly no Rachel Riley. Historically, I'd use Google for maths. I'd use Excel for maths. Having AI there, you can approach it with a question, with the figures you've got, you could upload a spreadsheet of data, and you can tell AI to analyze that information and it will give you the results you need. For me, that makes my life much, much easier. And I personally don't have to stress about maths. Really big tick on that one. Let's come on to some of the silly stuff, some of the social stuff, some of the viral things that people are using AI for. Number one on that list is image generation. For a number of years now, there's been a number of image generation models. Being honest, they haven't always been amazing. They've often struggled with understanding what you want. They've struggled with generating things like faces, hands, arms, and all that kind of stuff. If you wanted a human-like picture, they may have six fingers or three arms or just look really jagged. And the other big thing they really struggle with is writing text. It would either spell it wrong, it just wouldn't look like a word at all, it just wasn't legible text that you could read. But very, very recently, OpenAI, so ChatGPT, the main AI that I use, by the way, they released a new image model. And it's quite frankly insane. The quality of images it can deliver is remarkable. It gets faces right, it gets hands right, but more remarkably is it can write exactly what you want. If you want some text on a signpost or text on an image or write a comic strip, for example, 9 times out of 10, it can get it pretty spot on. Lots and lots of people are using AI to generate lots of different images. Things like, what would I look like as an action figure? What would I look like as a superhero? What if I was a character from The Simpsons? Obviously, this is taking up a lot of time and resources, which I will come on to in a minute. It's just showing how far this technology has come and actually how readily you can create images that you need. Coming back to earlier, I'm a coder. I'm not a creator. I know people say that everyone has a creative brain, but me trying to design artwork or a picture or use Photoshop, my skills are pretty basic. Being able to use AI now to describe exactly what I want, how I want things to look, and then see it go off and generate something is quite frankly remarkable. You can upload a picture of yourself and you can say, turn me into an action figure in a box like I'm Action Man. It gets really, really close. I'll be honest with me, it doesn't get my face quite right. It gets the wheelchair accurate. It gets my features accurate. My face just looks slightly different. I'm not really sure why. My gut feel is that it is a inbuilt mechanism. So you can't properly create a clone of someone in AI. That makes sense that there's restrictions there to prevent that kind of activity. My second to last topic on this, is AI always correct? Is it always accurate? And the answer to that is, no, it is not always right. Actually, it can be very, very wrong. It's often referred to as hallucination. It can assume it's seen the answer somewhere else or that it knows the answer, but actually, it's not right at all. For example, it might get pie wrong, unlikely, but it could. But it also applies to images. It can get images very wrong as well. It can assume you wanted something different. I would always recommend being slightly cautious with AI because it may not provide you with the answer you want. My personal experience is, I would say 98% of the time, it's been really accurate, especially with stuff that is programmatic and not necessarily based on multiple different sources of information like news outlets and social media. In those cases, they can get differences of opinion, which means you'll get differences in results. My tip here would be just be a little bit cautious with what AI is providing you. It can be wrong. And another great example of this, and I haven't spoken about this subject yet either. I will do it at some point. I've recently become a WWE fan. Never really watched it in the past. Never really understood what WWE was. Last night was my first live WrestleMania. So I asked ChatGPT what the running order of WrestleMania was going to be. And it returned 6 things. I validated with a friend who is a big WWE fan. The first 4 were accurate, and the last 2, when they asked where I got those from, when I said ChatGPT, they essentially laughed. My tip is, whilst ChatGPT does provide some incredibly accurate and helpful answers, it's not 100% all of the time. So please take it with a bit of a pinch of salt. The final topic that we need to touch on as part of this podcast, I'll caveat again, this is just my personal opinion. There are many, many concerns out there, primarily about how much energy AI is using, how much power is it taking, and what is that doing to the planet? There was an article recently that even doing the please and thank yous not only costs additional power and electricity, but of course, that costs OpenAI more money as well. I 100% agree that this is using a lot of power, and that's not great. But on the flip side of that, we are gradually doing more and more and more for renewable energy, wind power, nuclear, etc., to find more carbon-friendly ways of producing electricity. I do think there is a good amount of benefit to making our lives a bit easier, getting rid of the mundane, exploring the art of the possible. AI is evolving at an extremely fast rate. There are going to be changes to the way we live our lives and the way we do our jobs. I think it's a journey we need to go on. I think we need to explore what really can we do. And I'm not saying we disregard the environmental impact. We absolutely should not do that. We should find ways of doing that more sustainably in the best ways we can to generate the power requirements that we need in order to support the AI infrastructure of the future. Does any of that mean I'm going to stop using it? Absolutely not. Does it mean I'm going to stop generating images because it's fun? Absolutely not. Not only am I going to keep using AI, I'm going to experiment, I'm going to utilize it more, I'm going to understand how it can benefit my life, how it can benefit others. For me, that's really exciting. I appreciate it's probably unsettling, unnerving, a little bit scary for some, but please give it a go. Please try and embrace it. If you have any questions, I'm here to answer them. Feel free to reach out. Thank you very much for listening. I'm sure there'll be more AI updates in the future because it is changing every day. I hope everyone had a great Easter, a great long weekend, and we will catch up soon.